Welcome to the Better Human Podcast. I'm your host, Colin Stuckert, entrepreneur, CEO, father, coach, growth-minded, and obsessed with becoming better human. I'm here to help you level up your mind, body, and life. I want you to become a better human. I want you to wake up every day excited about getting to work, getting things done, working on yourself, and then making the world a better place around you. That's how we're going to change the future for humanity. That's how we're going to solve the biggest problems we have in 2021 and on. That's how the world's going to become a better place for my sons and hopefully future daughters. The more better humans we have that can critically think, that are self-aware, the better chance we have at creating a future that we all deserve. Make sure you get all the updates over at colin.coach to get on the Better Human newsletter. You can also reach me anytime, Colin, C-O-L-I-N, at wildfoods.co. Support the show, head over to Wild Foods and use code WILDCEO for your nutrition needs. We have local roasted Austin coffee. Our flagship product, Wild Cocotropic, is a great coffee booster or coffee replacement if you're trying to cycle coffee off, as I've been doing lately. Obsessively source real food products from nature to support your lifestyle needs. Let's get to the show. Welcome to the Better Human Podcast. This is the BH5, the daily 5-minute show. I'm your host, Colin Stuckert, founder of the Better Human Podcast, Wild Foods, and some other things. I mean, who cares? I don't even know. I feel the need to intro myself every time. Today in the BH5, we're going to talk about something to keep in mind and remember about America. And I recorded this on July 4th, Independence Day, and I lost the recording. So I'm recording it again, and it's 2 days after. But it's still applicable to every day that you're living in America. Better Human Podcast is about helping you become a better human so you can then help others become better, and then you can leave the world better. It's about the journey, not the destination. Life is about betterment, self-actualization, growth, struggle, hardship, all those different things, and comfort is killer. So let's get to bettering ourselves and bettering our community and our people and our families. And then when we pass on from this earth to whatever the next realm or dimension or afterlife has for us, we will have left behind better. That's what we're about. And yeah, we do sometimes cover things about government and whatever, but mostly that's reserved for the Better Sovereign Show, which I decided to co-launch with the BH5, because the BH5 is a new series within the Better Human Podcast. And the BS is the Better Sovereign, which is focused more on government and, I mean, stuff like this, actually. Bitcoin, money, government, fiat, all that fun stuff. But it's important to talk about this today, whether you're here for health content or mindset content or whatever, because it's likely you live in America or you were at least impacted by America in some way. And there's a lot of misconceptions. And if you're not in America and you are living somewhere else, then you should at least understand how maybe certain rights afforded to Americans is the reason that America has a lot of the amazing things that it does have. Not perfect, but definitely has a leg up on most of the other government competition around the world. Though, whether that remains to be the fact, who knows? Seems like over time, it probably won't be. But enough rambling. There's something to keep in mind about this. And the meat of it is, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those that speak it. And then this is actually really the core idea. In fact, I think the quote was supposed to come after. So this is actually the core idea for the show today. I'm going to read the beginning and end of this. It's kind of long, so I'm going to summarize it and shorten it up real quick. Political correctness is a perfect example of this. The words climate denier, Islamophobe, excuse me, are examples of how even our language has changed in order for the mainstream to quell undesired opinions. Most people labeled with these epithets are merely critical of the way the world is presented to them by mainstream media and not in denial or phobic by any stretch of the imagination. The word denier implies that there is an absolute truth somewhere that ought not to be questioned by serious thinkers. What this truth actually consists of is unclear, though, since those who just refuse to buy into the idea that politicians can change the weather are labeled in the same way as those who actually question scientific data. Those who criticize religious dogma are labeled as phobic towards people who identify as belonging to that particular religious group. He goes on to talk about Christopher Hitchens, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, but no, that's not the case. Okay, here's the other important part. So as discussed earlier, speech is the only tool we have, apart from violence, to resolve our conflicts, and this type of political censorship of our language always seems to stem from political or religious groupthink. Large flocks of people mimicking each other's behavior can be a very scary thing, as those that have ever found themselves in the midst of a riot can attest to. The most hideous atrocities ever committed against humans have all been made possible by armies of collectivists following orders and not questioning the morality of their actions. And this is a quote from George Washington. That quote actually is from a book called Bitcoin, Independence Reimagined. I think you can get it on Kindle Unlimited or very cheap on Kindle. Highly, highly, highly recommended that you read that book. I mean, it's so good. And the beginning of the book barely talks about Bitcoin at all. It's actually about more of this stuff. So George Washington said, if freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. When I recorded this on the 4th of July, I was basically highlighting the thing to remember about America is freedom of speech and the right to bear arms. They go hand in hand. If you take away one, it's like kicking out the leg and you're standing on one leg trying to balance, right? Which will eventually mean you'll topple over. You need both of them. They're integral. I would say that ultimately freedom of speech probably matters more if you had to quantify it. But then I wonder if freedom of speech would ever really matter if citizens didn't have the right to bear arms, because then government could just keep encroaching and censoring in kind of a sneaky way, the way they are doing with big tech. And like, I don't know. I don't know. But the right to bear arms, the necessity to do so, to keep government in check. That's what people don't understand about it. People think about owning guns is a means to like use them and go, hey, America, and shoot shit up. No, it's literally nothing to do with that. It is a check and balance. When you have 300 million gun-toting citizens, it's a check and balance to governments, particularly the US government, that then can control an army and weapons and arsenals and things like that. Now, we live in a nuclear age. We live in a pretty scary age for any government that has lots of money and lots of power and tech and technology through basically means of destruction, is as they do. But there is still a lot, even in 2021, to be said for the right to bear arms, and how just the enforcement of trying to enslave the population or doing things would mean that you would have a rifle behind every blade of grass, which is a famous quote from, I believe he was a Japanese general that said something about how you could never invade America because there would be a rifle behind every blade of grass, because Americans back then, World War II, right to bear arms ever since colonial days and Civil War and whatever. It's very, very important. So this is just a short thing to keep in mind for the day. Now, you don't have to like guns to understand, appreciate, and even support the right to bear them. That's probably the hardest thing for a lower form of consciousness to accept. It's that quote that goes like, you know, the sign of intelligence is holding two conflicting ideas in your head and still being able to function, right? Most people can't do that. Most people have to put everything in a simple black and white box. So good guns, you know, then good all around, right? Simplistic, or if they're bad, then they're just bad or whatever. No, like every single thing is found somewhere in the middle. It's a fuzzy gray, okay? But the right to bear arms and the right to freedom of speech, whether you like what people are saying or not, you have to understand how important they are, how necessary they are. And you should, as an American, defend those constitutional foundational rights, and really rights for all humans. You should defend them with your every fiber, even if you don't like the thing itself, even if you don't like the fact that people can say whatever they want about you or that they can own guns and whatever. That doesn't matter. That does not mean that you can violate the Constitution and remove these rights, because it will ultimately destroy the very culture that you so take for granted. That's what will happen. And some people don't care about that. Some people want to be dictators or fascists or communists or Marxists or whatever. And it's pretty insane that you get so many people that want to be that way while living in a, you know, free, capitalistic, mostly free market society like America. It's very ironic that it actually breeds these people up to think that way, because they've never actually lived in those regimes or forms of government. And so they have literally, quite literally no idea. Yep, that's it. That is what it is. But I'm at the risk of rambling, or maybe I've already crossed that threshold. Perhaps get the newsletter, Colin.coach, over at Colin.coach. Get the newsletter, Better Human, so you can get all these shows. And you can also subscribe on iTunes, Google, Spotify, etc. On these shorter shows will be 5 to 7 minutes. I'll be putting them on YouTube and the podcast feeds. And we'll always focus on one big idea. And if you want to support the show, which I highly, highly hope you will want to, mostly because this sponsor today is going to make you better. It's going to help you buy Bitcoin. Stack Bitcoin, swanbitcoin.com/Colin Stuckert. or colin.coach/swan. You can find it. It'll help you auto buy Bitcoin on a daily or weekly or monthly basis. And that will be the greatest thing you've ever done for your financial future and for your sovereignty against government encroachment and fiat and inflation and all the craziness that's going on, unfortunately, in 2021. Remember that freedom of speech and the right to bear arms are the two most important foundational rights for Americans, for you, for me, and for any citizen of any country. For the countries that do have it, I don't think a lot of them have both of those, actually. I don't think there's actually freedom of speech in any other country in the world. Fathom that for a second. All right, I'll see you in the next one. Wild foods are better foods and supplements for better humans. Get your nutritional ducks in a row and the peace of mind that comes from the Wild Sourcing Standard, our obsessive dedication to quality. No matter your goal, we have the tools you need to achieve the next level in your health and fitness and longevity. Now, a couple recommendations that I use on a regular basis are our Wild Cocoa Tropic, a superfood cocoa and functional mushroom elixir that you can use to make your own delicious keto coffee, adaptogenic drink, smoothie, shake. You can even bake with it. You can add it to coffee. You can use it to replace coffee. The sky is the limit. This is something you want to keep in your pantry at all times, and add a scoop and add it to whatever you want whenever you want. Next up is our Wild Prebiotic Probiotic. They say that your immune system is in your gut, making sure you're supporting that with good bugs. Both pre and probiotic, both are important. I take one of these each day, sometimes twice a day, to keep my gut health in tip-top shape. And finally, we have our Wild Multis. I take the once a day for men. It's a daily multivitamin and multimineral made from whole foods and not synthetic fake nonsense the way you see most of the multivitamins in the market are made today. There's also a digestive enzyme in there, and this is sourced from over 29 fruits and vegetables. I take one every day for nutritional insurance. You can buy these a la carte on the website, or if you want a custom subscription that comes to you every single month, we can help you do that as well. Reach out to us, colin@wildfoods.co. That's 1L. Head over to wildfoods.co and use code BETTERHUMAN for 12% off your entire order.